Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here with us tonight. Praise Yahweh. We hope that we're coming through to you tonight as we seem to be having some technical difficulties beyond our control, at least. Praise Yahweh. But anyway, we hope that the satellite receivers and the macros are working tonight. Praise Yahweh. On behalf of the truth tonight, we're going into the Bible. Again, we're going into the book for Sabbath directions. We're going to see if Sabbath is relevant to the issues of today. Should we keep Sabbath? Is it holy? Or should we keep it holy? Are they under the law? Is this command something that we just read about and glamorize and think about and say that was for them back there, or are we to keep it? Well, that's some of the issues we'll cover tonight. And we are certainly glad to have you aboard. Praise Yahweh. Now, call a friend, tell them around here. The word Shabbat, the Sabbath, signifies a rest period. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, the Bible says, on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the Sabbath day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that he had rested from all his work which God created and made. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they shall bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. This is that which Yahweh hath saith, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath. And so then begins the adventure of God's commandments, God's strange ways, if you will. God rested. God took a break. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you're working for the other fella, you always want a break, right? Praise Yahweh. Well, that's natural, but if you're working for yourself, you tend to, you know, chase the mighty dollar and get wrapped up in all of the stressful situations of the 7-day grind, and you just keep grinding because of the bank account, trying to make it grow or prosper or pay out a debt or whatever, you know, and things of this nature. So we have a lot of reasons for breaking the Sabbath, the sanctified 7 days. What day is it? Does it really matter what day that we are to observe and to keep? Or should we demonstrate and just, you know, pick out a day at our own leisure and rest on that day and you know, sort of stay in line with, follow the example of Yahweh as he rested in the Bible. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Moses said, eat that which is today, for today is the Sabbath unto Yahweh. Today you shall not find it in the field. It didn't come in there on the seventh day. Now, we're talking about, of course, we're talking about the manon that was given to the house of Israel for 6 days, and then on the seventh day, he had manna. So then there was a day that God would not let the Israelites work or go out and gather. He told them that the seventh day was a blessed day, and of course, what he had to do, he had to tell them what day it was. Now, in the 12th chapter of the book of Exodus, we again read where he said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. He indicated back even in those days that the Sabbath was to be observed. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I do believe she still has a day of rest. Now, how to figure it out and how to reckon that, there's where the mystery lies. That's why we're teaching tonight, and that's why we're glad to have you with us tonight. Praise Yahweh for We believe that these things are very, very necessary. If we didn't, we wouldn't keep the Sabbath. I keep the Sabbath based on a solar lunar observation. Now, I've been in the lunar aspects of the observational aspects of the lunar this week. All this week, this is the third in the series, and we'll have this set of Sabbath series ready for you. And if you'd like to get a copy of the teaching on this Sabbath series, the lunar application, we'd be glad to send it to you. Praise Yahweh. So all you have to do is let us know that you would like to have it. Now, let's go over to Exodus chapter 34 and verse 21. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In earning time, or in earing time, and in the harvest thou shalt rest. I mean, we didn't make any exceptions, whether they were harvesting. He said, you shall rest, 35 and 2 Exodus. Again, 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall, it shall be to you, there shall be to you a holy day, a Sabbath of rest to Yahweh. Whosoever doeth any work therein shall be put to death. I mean, darn. Well, I tell you what, if these laws were instituted in Belfort, now, you see, the laws are not instituted by Yahweh. They're given by Yahweh, but they're to be observed by people, not Yahweh himself, is to come down here and beat you with a stick if you don't do it. And that's where the problem lays. If in these days, the days that he spoke to them then, it was a command, and Israel was a theocratical government, meaning that God directed Moses, the general, and then his princes, the lieutenants of the army, the police force, let's say, they enacted the laws of Yahweh. Anybody found working, according to Exodus 35 and 2, was to be put to death for their breaking of Yahweh's laws. Now, if that was to be applied today, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, probably 99% of Yahweh's children would perish. Because they say, oh, you see, the world won't have to do it. Well, you know, Israel complained about it. They said, when will the Sabbath be done? And the new moon be gone. We don't even observe the new moon anymore. Well, on the Sabbaths, how do we start the time? How do we directly formulate and start the time? There's the big mystery. And you know, I'm open on this. I'm still a student of the Word. I'm still studying. I may sound very confident on the air of what I teach and I am, but I'm willing to look at the other side of the elephant here. Maybe I'm only doing one side of the equation here. You know, if you've got any light to shed on the 360-degree circle or the pink elephant here, I'm ready to look at it. Praise Yahweh. If he's got a warp behind his ear on your side, I won't know about it. If you've got information that will tell me that we no longer are instructed to keep the Sabbath, that was back under the law, I want to get it. I want you to bring me book, verse, and chapter. I want to follow the tradition of the elders. I want to certainly follow the schoolmaster, and I certainly want to follow the tradition of my Heavenly Father, Christ, as he was upon earth, directed by the Holy Spirit, and I want to follow the customs that he followed, and Luke 4:16, as his custom was, he went and worshiped on the Sabbath day. And so then, did they know when the Sabbath come? How do we know it? And I talked about the calendars last night, the Gregorian and the Jewish calendars, and there's many other calendars, and I checked them all out, and I can see the truth in many of them. Tell you, be frank and honest with you, I see changes, I see modifications, I see traditional holidays placed instead of and in place of the Holy Scriptural days that we're to observe. A complete modification, a complete overhaul, a complete change of the Gregorian and the Jewish calendars in relationship to time and places and events has altered Yahweh's time calendar and changed it to where you can hardly recognize any truth today, and the day has come where they call good evil and evil good. And so then, I make it hard on myself, and those that follow after my teachings. It becomes a very, very complicated system of law-keeping and observance, that if you're willing to pay the price, and heaven's going to be cheap at any price, is the way I teach it, and you want to observe, and you start with the lunar aspects of what we've been talking about, you start on the new moon observance. According to Numbers 29 and 1, other scriptures we didn't give you, we're not going to get into the new moon aspect of that. We're going to talk about Sabbath now. But the new moon is one of the Sabbaths that's mentioned. Sabbaths is plural. There were more than one Sabbath within the framework of his keepings. There were high Sabbaths, and there were regularly weekly Sabbaths, and then there was new moon Sabbaths that work in any of these. What's to be going on? So you have to start, to be able to find the seventh day, you got to be able to find the first day. Now, this first day was always a working day, and we believe it's the moon is the perfect reflection of God's laws. It is the most amazing. You know, the more I study the moon, the more amazed that I am. I believe it's almost an artificial satellite that's placed there purposely by the Elohim in the heavens to direct or reflect times and seasons and influences of the growth patterns upon the earth after the canopy was broken. I believe that this moon became very instrumental in producing for us and causing gravitational effects for growth. We told you that the sun nourishes the ground, the earth, by day. Remember, the earth's got a curse on it. And then the influence, the sweet influences of the tide, the gravitational force of the moon, pulls the wind factors, and they grow. And if you'll watch when you plant, where you plant, and what time you plant, you will be very successful if you know the signs and times. And most of the old folks knew that. Today we could care less. We're planting hybrid seed anyway, so it doesn't really matter. We dope up the land, so it doesn't really matter. Yahweh's no longer in charge of making the earth yield. Man, in his unique carnal wisdom, not spiritual wisdom, we're to let the land rest and keep its annual Sabbath every 7 years. We're to let it rest. Every 50th year, every 49th year, we're to have a jubilee and let it rest. And we're to sow certain seeds, and we're not to mingle certain seeds in the field with one another so that they can cross-pollinate and cause hibernation, meaning that the seeds will be destroyed. To keep them original, we keep the seeds by themselves. And we have gone against every conceivable kind after kind law that is written by the Heavenly Father, and therefore we have genetically altered the food, and we are, you know, we think we're more healthy, and we're dying of more diseases. Diseases are ravaging the earth. Your time span has been shortened from 1,000 years down to an average of less worldwide 46 years. Is all you get to live on this earth on an average. Isn't that sad? When we have ourselves by our own stupid ways, that we are so involved in commercial monetary gain, that we have cast his wisdom, his laws. The Bible said the law is spiritual and holy. And all we need is proper interpretation of it. What's wrong with resting when Yahweh says to rest and work when he says to work? He said, well, I've got to make a living. And the world isn't geared to Yahweh's laws. That's true. But what's that got to do with you? You love the world or you love Yahweh? if you say that you love Yahweh, and then you keep the world observant, then you love the world. And the Bible said, he that loved the world will love the Father and me. So you got to conform. You know, here's where the cheese gets binding. Here's where Pastor Buddy separates the men from the boys and the girls from the women. You gotta be very dedicated to keep the way I teach it. And I believe that I teach it just exactly like Yahweh wrote it. I can prove that the Sabbath day is always on the eighth day of the week. I can prove that. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, how can you prove that? Well, you need to really get my video teaching 2 hours. I've got actually 6 hours teaching, 3 videos, 2 hours each, on the teaching of the Sabbath, just the Sabbath, just the subject of the Sabbath. 6 hours condensed, and the half ain't been told. A lot of things I don't teach on them so that I can reserve this teaching strictly for the lost sheep in private teachings. Because we don't give out all the information yet. We don't cast our political force wine, and we certainly don't sow when the winds are blowing. We reserve our right to have certain of our mysteries taught only to the lost sheep. But I can prove that the Sabbath day is always on the eighth day. Now, the eighth-day formula is one of the greatest mysteries in the Bible. Nobody teaches on it that I've ever heard. There's not much information on it. You'll not hear it discussed with the big theologians, the DDs, the dumb dogs, doctors of divinity. Where they define divinity too. The divinity of Satan, the god of filthy lucre. You know, if I was trying to design a doctrine to get money, I certainly wouldn't be preaching what I'm preaching. Because I don't get much money for my efforts. And I don't preach for money. I preach for the love of the gospel. And for those that support the love of the gospel, they don't listen to me to send pastor me. They listen to me to support the gospel that others less fortunate can hear it through the advent of radio. There's Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack. I spoke with them last night. And those that send tithing to me and to them to help us get this message out. That's our objective, is to get our message out to our people. And we only get our message out. We only preach to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. We're not interested in any other peoples on the earth. Only the lost sheep. And we got a job to do. And if we can save them, we've done well. Let the others save the rest of the world. We've got such a different doctrine. It is so different and diverse and strange to the ears of the uncircumcised. The Bible said the sheep will hear it. But you see, they don't want the sheep to hear it. The Bible said they get in the door and stand in the way. And so they block all the media communication for Christian broadcasting. That's why that I love Truth Radio. Truth Radio is an alternative and gives you the flip side of the coin, so to speak, and lets you hear the other side of the alternative issues that are discussed here up on Truth Radio. You'll hear a variety, but you will hear Pastor Buddy going into some of these very controversial subjects, and I don't call any of the preachers that want to debate. We're on here to stir up controversy. We're not up here to bring peace. We're not up here to preach harmony. We're up here to bring controversy. We're up here to stir up your pure mind. We're up here to cause destruction, a earthquake in your brain. We're here to bring the wind of change into your life. We're here to stir you up. We're here to put some armor on you. We're here to give you some meat. We ain't interested in milk. Let the milk preachers bring you the milk. We'll bring you the meat. We ain't got time. Too costly. Time is too costly, and we don't have enough time here and money to preach worldwide. If we were a worldwide ministry, although we go around the world tonight, we're on worldwide outlets. and we are on WWCI every Sunday night, 2 hours. And it's a worldwide outlet. We just got some mail from overseas. And so we're going into foreign countries now with the message of a true identity. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, are you Christian identity? No, I'm not a Christian. I detest the word. Don't tag me with Christian identity. I'm not Christian identity. I am not a Christian. I'm a Yahwist. And by, you say, well, what's the difference? There's so much difference. It's just like daylight and dark. Praise Yahweh. The difference is that the Yahwists believe what Yahweh said. Christians believe what they want to think or what some man has said. These last day prophets is on crying like wolves. That's all they are. They got sheep clothing on, and they'll put up sad stories that their children's hungry, cries for seeds or something, and you know, they'll beg for money. That's all they do, beg. They don't have any revelation truth. They won't confront the issues. I like to debate on national Christian radio. I like to get on Christian radio, the mainstream radio. I like to get on where Benny Hinn is. And Oral Roberts and some of these big, you know who I'm talking about. They're all over the radio. I love Morton Manning. They'll send you holy water. They'll send you holy oil. You know, snake oil, whatever they've got to sell. We'll sell you anything for money. Take carries and everything else. And then when you hear it, it's 6 1/2 dozen of them. They're all, it's just like a pack of dogs or a pack of wolves. All they want to eat on is the Christian sympathies of the world. We've got the largest, everybody wants to be for that prosperous. If the preacher can put on gold fleshly rings, and the Bible says not to do that, but the more gay that they can look, gay clothing, the Bible said if they come to you with gay clothing and jewels and stuff like this, hanging in their nose and their ears. Now, some of these preachers are so feminine that they're even putting nose rings in and they look like what we used to call hog rings. My daddy always said a ring was for a hog's nose. And basically, you look at these Christians, and especially silly women, I'm telling you, I've never seen such nonsense. I mean, I've seen more decent women in bars drinking Jack Daniels than these Christian so-called pastors' wives. These women, they get up in these seductive clothes and their hairdos look like they've been frizzled in a 220, stuck the thing in a 220 light socket and got their hair all frizzled up. They got enough makeup on. This aborted children, you know, they get up and preach against abortion. And then they use the cosmetics that these aborted babies around the world is sent to these Jewish pharmaceutical companies that grind up into collagen and make makeup. And the Christian women, the very thing that, you know, I didn't know that, Pastor Buddy, that they use these aborted babies in makeup. Oh, you're lying. You know that. You know they use it in there. But they don't tell you that. I mean, they put enough of that on. They smear enough of that on. I mean, you know, well, why should I say something about that? Because every old barn needs a little paint on it. And most of these is nothing but old barns that need a whole lot of paint. And they still can't cover up the falsehood that they've got. Praise Yahweh. Now, what does that have to do with the Sabbath? Well, ladies, there ain't many people keeping. That's what that's got to do. You and me, the church is preaching. You got yourself in very evident, so I'll talk about them when I come back. I'll scorch them a little bit for you. Praise Yahweh. We'll be back in a couple of minutes here. We're on the Sabbath. You keeping it? Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to Shepherd's Call. We got a good one going here tonight. We're on the Sabbath. And its effect upon your life. Are you keeping a correct rest day. Remember, God sanctified the seventh day. Whatever day it is, within that week, it's a sanctified day. You need to keep it. Now, if you begin your count on a new moon, remember, you don't work till you see the first sliver, and that's at work day. Then the first quarter of the moon, you take a rest. You can keep it by just looking at the moon. You don't really need a calendar. If you go by the Gregorian calendar, they're gonna screw you over anyway. Doesn't matter. So notice, as we set a little our thoughts in order here, in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, the holy convocation. You shall do no work. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. Also, on the tenth day of the seventh month, well, that's another holy day. And let's drop on down to, verse 31. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statue forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Verse 32, it shall be to you a Sabbath of rest. Praise Yahweh. And you shall celebrate your Sabbath. Leviticus chapter 16, verse 29 through 31. Every Sabbath, this is Leviticus 24:8 now, listen to this. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before Yahweh continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. Also in 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 32. Again, it is an everlasting covenant. Leviticus 26, you shall keep my Sabbaths. You shall keep my Sabbath. You shall reverence my sanctuary. I am Yahweh. As long as it lieth desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbaths when you dwelled upon it. That's when it drove them out. It would drive them out at the land rest. I mean, he's going to keep, he's going to see. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you can go ahead and break Yahweh's law, but the consequences of breaking his laws and his statutes is reaping a whirlwind. If you want peace and joy, and if you want to be the head, not the tail, then you keep his laws and statutes, and we got to keep them. We start one person at a time going back to law keeping. We can't, everybody's bringing them a government. Damn. What do we got here? We got a Babylonian government. I don't want the Babylonian government to keep the laws of Yahweh. It ain't going to no way. Why should I sit around and be critical of the United States government or any other government of the world? Why should I criticize them when they've got nothing to do with the laws of Yahweh? Do I expect them to keep it? No. The answer is no. As long as the land lies desolate. Man, this is a desolate land. But you can come back in one obedient soul at a time and begin to keep the laws of Yahweh, and Yahweh will bless you. Now notice this. Numbers 15. 32. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they found him gathering sticks and brought him to Moses and Aaron and before the congregation. And they put him inward, put him in jail, because it was not declared what should be done to him. Now we're going to find out in verse 35. And Yahweh said to Moses, the man shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. That's kind of hard punishment. What about this man that gathered sticks on the Sabbath day? Wasn't that a terrible punishment? And they killed him. They stoned him with stones. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died as Yahweh commanded Moses. Man, I mean, this is hard stuff, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible said they that despise the law of Moses, God without mercy, consider yourself. You say, well, Barry, it doesn't happen today, you know. I mean, we don't keep them things anymore. That was to them heathen. Hell, we civilized now. We don't do that crap. Hey, Yahweh's the name of the God anyway. We ain't supposed to serve him that way. We serve sweet Jesus. We don't serve Yahweh. We serve Jesus. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to you what happened here in Numbers chapter 15, verse 32. When they found this man gathering sticks, what was his crime? It wasn't just that he was going out there and getting a few sticks for his own personal gain or for his own personal use. Had he been doing that, they wouldn't have done that. He was a commercial wood gatherer. You see, where they were at, and the millions of people that he served, he sold wood. That was his business. He was selling wood, and he couldn't take a break and keep a Sabbath day. He was out there getting wood to sell to the people. And that was his crime. He was making gain. You shall do no servile work. In other words, you don't work for hire. You don't work for gain. That's what the penalty was. And of course you should have been killed. Now what if we had a national law? You people say you want to go back to the laws of law. Well, how'd you like to get in that law? There'd be a lot of people killed. Yeah, I'd like to see the United States government adopt the laws of Yahweh, but they ain't going to do it. That's wishful thinking on anybody's part. You're ignorant and foolish if you think that's going to happen. That'll never happen. Matter of fact, they're put here to actually punish the righteous. We're put here to see if we will stand the test and keep Yahweh's laws living in Babylon. It's more of a challenge to keep Yahweh's laws living in Babylon than it would have Yahweh's laws instituted and brought forth by the United States government and expect the people to keep them. They ain't going to keep the laws of Yahweh. Who in the hell do you think it's going to keep Yahweh's laws? Who's keeping them now? But they ain't going to keep them. Now they wouldn't keep them if the United States government passed the laws. Now, they've got a law in the book. It's called the Sunday Law, the Blue Law. They was to enforce it. They could kill you for working on Sunday. It is on the books. These genocide laws, they're on the books, too. That could come any time. And it's waiting. Martial law is waiting in the wings, ladies and gentlemen. If the United States government, all the governments are, if they're going to go to one world government, you're going to have an identity card. Y'all, that's coming. But why worry about it? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't worry about it. They said, well, it seems right in your law. That's what Peter, James, and John said. Well, it seems right in your law. That's one thing. We're going to serve Yahweh. Well, if you ain't serving him now, you're like, well, if everybody else would, I would. And since nobody else is, I ain't doing it. That's a weak-lined, blind, stupid, lazy excuse that Yahweh ain't going to accept. The greater challenge is for you to do it now. I'm keeping the Sabbath day. I watch for a new moon. And when the new moon is completely hid, I don't work. I celebrate. Praise y'all, it's just a day off for me. Huh, I like it. I mean, hey, you can't lose with stuff he uses. I mean, he's got the greatest paying plan on line here. Just check out the benefits. Biden said he daily loans me with benefits. Man, I ain't been hungry. I've been serving full time for over 15 years. And, hey, man, I ain't missed any meals except the ones I volunteered to miss. I have food on my table 24/7. The refrigerator right now so full you can't find what you want. We're overfed. We're overpaid right now. We need to go in hard times. That's what's wrong with this nation. The Bible said the day of famine has come in this nation. This nation's in famine right now, but not for bread and water. It's for hearing the laws of Yahweh enforced by authority and command. You keeping the commandments? I doubt it. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse, you say, well, Pastor, but do you think you're the only ones keeping them? No, I'm the only ones keeping them. There are a lot of people keeping the commandments. There are a lot of them better than I am. More holy, more righteous. But I'm doing my part. What I know, I'm going to keep. Fit bankrupts hell, harlots the devil, crooks his back. I'm going to keep it. You say, well, what if the government said that you'd have to do this now? Well, when it comes to our Sabbath, you can do one thing. I am going to keep the Sabbath. Praise Yahweh. I'm going to rest on that day. You say, well, what if in the day that they decided that you should rest? Well, then that's where we will draw the line and be tried. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they were tried. Daniel was tried right in the middle of Babylon, and they succeeded. They even prophesied they would fall Babylon. Praise Yahweh. And it comes to pass. And when, you know, the king was pulling for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Did you know the old king was pulling for Daniel when he was stayed in the lion's den? I mean, he couldn't sleep that night for worrying about, he said, I reckon he's going to be there in the morning. I hope he is. Daniel, don't tell me, Dan. Come on, man. I don't wish to pass this stupid law anyway. It's against the will of God. I know that. I hope you, the lions didn't eat you up. And they didn't. Some lions, they lost their appetite when they seen Daniel. Because they seen the big angel standing guard over them lions. You know, they met these angels before, so they stood their ground away from the Daniel. They stood away over on the other side of the den. And old Daniel was just there rejoicing, praise Yahweh, worshiping his Father. Whether we live or whether we die, ladies and gentlemen, we got to keep the commandments of Yahweh. Deuteronomy chapter 5, look at it, verse 12. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it as Yahweh hath commanded you. Verse 13, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, and thou shalt not do any work. But the Sabbath is the Sabbath of Yahweh. In it thou shalt do no work, your son, or your daughter, or your manservant, or your maidservant, nor your ox. See, everybody gets back off. Everybody gets to take off. Praise the Father. Every the seventh day rolls around in the week. We get to take off. Every new moon that comes in, we get to take off. Praise Yahweh. Then how are you going to lose with a deal like that? I mean, if the moon stays here for 3 days, fine. We just read, pray, and study, and fast, and whatever we do, celebrate, preach the gospel, wait for the first light, and then work. Now then, there'll be health in your bones. You won't be at the doctor's office. You won't be at the psychiatrist's office. You won't be down at the local food stamp office begging bread. Because the righteous has never been forsaken. And the seed don't beg bread. He will supply. He'll take care of you from morning till noon and from noon till dark. And then in the nap time, his angels will watch over you. That's what he said he'd do. Praise Yahweh. He'd make you the head and not the tail. Now, let me give you the formula, praise Yahweh. Now, notice this. I'm going to get your pencil and paper. This is a very simple formula. It's real easy to figure this out, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're going to a lunar schedule here. We've done established the equinox, the day equal. We've done established that by the moon. The moon is an indicator. We use that to indicate that it was the beginning of days or the beginning of months. And we take the first moon after that and we mark that as a non-working day. Now, that's the day that we begin our count. We got a 30-day month here. That's how we're going to count. And we keep day one or day two, depending on how long the moon stays hid, and we don't see any light in the moon. Now, just as soon as we see the first sliver of light, we work. That's a work day. Then we work for 6 days, and then we keep the Sabbath. Now, let's go back and count again. Let's say now we're going to Ezekiel 46 and 1. Again, I said the formula is given right there. If you'll draw your formula out, you can prove it to yourself. Draw your formula out here. Get you a rectangular box. Put four of them across the page. Write in 1. That's a new moon. And then you work 6 days. Let's draw now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So then, the seventh day would be the Sabbath. Now, if you go back to the calendar and mark the days that's passed, counting the first day that you didn't work because that's a new moon, then you've got the eighth day Sabbath. And there's your eighth day Sabbath. It's actually the seventh day because you always keep the seventh day after you work 6 days. Seventh day always falls after your 6 working days. That's a standard rule of thumb. But if you've got a new moon, and the first day is a dark moon, then you see the first level, then it will be your eighth day. And that's what the Father would tell them about the eighth day commandment. Now, I'm going to teach sometime on the eighth day exclusively and give you all the scriptures relating to the eighth day. You'll be amazed. The eighth day Sabbath. Adam was an eighth day man. He was made out of the dust of the earth. This is the eighth day man. This is the man that was Sabbath was created for. See, Sabbath was exclusively created for the man. That was Adam, the first man from the earth. Now, the second man, Yahweh from heaven, was the Genesis 1:26 man that was the first Adam from the spirit world. The first Adam from the earth, earthly, was the eighth day man. So that's your man that Yahweh created the Sabbath for. Man wasn't created for the Sabbath. Sabbath was created for the man. See that? Isn't the great mathematician of heaven, isn't he a genius? I mean, he took me 30 years to figure this out. I mean, I'm dumb as a slot bucket, and I'm twice as slow. But I finally got the message. I finally seen the light. I finally got the formula. Praise Yahweh. And now I'm happy. I rejoice because I know the truth, and the truth has made me free from Babylon. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. Glory to God. The whole Catholic changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. Again? I mean, that's deception upon layers of deception. Satan is so crafty. Everybody thinks that the seventh day Saturday is actually the seventh day when it has nothing to do with the cycle of the moon or the sun. Nothing. How dumb can we be? We keep this Gregorian calendar and we say, well, Saturday's the seventh day because the calendar says so. Well, hell, you can get a formulation of calendar formulas to say anything you want to. But if you go back and look at the moon cycle, the lunar cycle within that calendar, man, you're going to get screwed. They're screwing you over. That's what they want to do. The Bible said they would think to change times and laws. That's what they've done, and they brought you from the head of the pack all the way back to the caboose, and they're running the show. See, the wicked are getting the rewards of the earth. The righteous could inherit if we would keep Yahweh's laws. But see, we obey the wicked. We think that the Greek Roman calendar is a perfect time calendar. Us dumbass Christians, we don't even bother to check. We're just like a bunch of sheep. They'll put a goat out there, the Pope. in 1534, I mean, he decides to do a little modification to the calendar. What was wrong with the calendar before that?
Well, it was wrong, and it had a few flaws.
You damn right, and it's got them today. It's full of them. But dumbass sheep are still following like a bunch of dumb sheep. And that's what sheep do. Bad dumb. They follow the goats. Yeah, the shepherds can come and try to get them to quit following the goats, and you know, they'll say, we drank this way so long, and we ain't changing now. We know that the calendar's been changed, but it's still Saturday, glory to God, and that's the day we take off. Oh, man, we're so stupid. I've got myself in there. I was stupid. Still am. I'm still a typical sheep. Gullible. Ladies and gentlemen, I've learned in 45 years of searching, fasting my guts out, going down many a rabbit trail, chasing the wind, like a fox chasing the firebrand. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, they'll have you eaten out of, we love to eat out of the hand of the wolf. We're so dumb. What can I say? Praise Yahweh. What are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about all this confusion that we've got going? Well, I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to sit up and take notice. And this is the only thing that we've got to do is come back to the old path. The Bible says, see and ask for the old path. When you find it, walk in, you find rest for your soul. Rest for your soul. Rest, rest, rest the Sabbath. You'll find the Sabbath. The old path. Now, every month is determined by a new moon. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to keep stressing this. Every month is determined by Yahweh's timepiece in the heaven, not man's. You take your calendar, very few of them ever start off right on a new moon. But every new moon is a Sabbath, non-working day. We only work when we see light, first crescent light. Then we go to work. We work 6 days, and then on the first quarter, we keep the Sabbath. Then we work 6 days, and it'll bring you into the 14th day of the month at even, which is the 15th day of another beginning of Sabbath. So then, all of your Sabbaths are regulated on day 8. It's day 7 if you start, depending on where you start, you count. But anyway, it's 7, 15, 22, and 29. Regulated by the observance of your lunar cycles. And you got, it's no problem. I'm telling you, it's a piece of cake. It is actually a piece of cake to keep your Sabbath. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be extra intelligent. You just got to get the done things. Yahweh chose the foolish things to confound the wise. He didn't choose a bunch of formulated Pope Gregory formulas that he took about 300 astrologers and astronomers to go into the heavens and devise a calculated formula that is within 4 or 5 hours every 400 years. 4 or 5 hours of what? They missed the Sabbath in the month so far, it ain't even funny. But they devise a formulation that will come every 400 years within 4 or 5 hours of its regulated start time. Back to where they started. If they started, it's just like marching, ladies and gentlemen. If you start off on the wrong foot, you're going to wind up on the wrong foot. And I'm telling you, they got the whole world to see. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, you listening tonight? Well, I've got to get out of here, praise Yahweh. My time is coming down. I will see you tomorrow night on Truth Radio, praise Yahweh. Same time, same station. And this is Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to call my sponsor, Dr. Gary, tonight, You can get a hold of him at 1-877-289-7439. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Rod. We'll see you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you. For the show. Dr. Gary is the main stem of the Shepherd's Call. I mean, he's out there paying for radio time only out of his own pocket. He and Dr. Jack both sponsor the radio show here, and both of them, the Sinlin Andrews, take up a collection every month. Dr. Jack faithfully sends in money to the Shepherd's Call, and most of that money is spent on our adventure with WWCR Radio. Dr. Gary pays personally every penny of the show that goes on to church radio 5 nights a week. And that's how much Dr. Gary, this great man of Yahweh, loves everybody out there, wanting them to hear the truth. And so he personally pays for every minute, 5 nights a week. I'm on live 5 nights a week, and he pays for every dime out of his own pocket. And that's Dr. Gary. So if you'd like to help him bear the burden here, he's now paying a large percentage of our venture on WWCR Live on Sunday night. We're on there twice, and it's very expensive. Truth Radio is a blessing. It is not as expensive, and for that, they offer this time so free, and it's wonderful that we're there. You can hear us in the morning broadcast on Truth Radio at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Pastor Benny, the Shepherd's Call. It's been good being here with you tonight, and I've really enjoyed being with you. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night on Truth Radio.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Standard Time on the Great Station. Praise Yahweh.